purplish red, and people used to use them more to make pickled peaches out of than anything else.
I see. Well, what about the types of vegetables that you have growing around here?
Well, they grow right near beets and lettuce, and beans and peas, and of course there's a variety of peas that you can grow, English peas. Some people can't even grow English peas because they're so hard to grow, but it's just onions. There's quite a variety of vegetables to be grown here.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, tomatoes.
You have this small type?
All them, yeah. There's some people grow them little tomatoes. Some people I've heard them talking. I never did try eating any, but I heard them talk about making tomato preserves out of them little tomatoes. Never did sound very appetizing to me.
I see. Well, talking about corn, you know that stuff that grows right out the top of the corn stalk?
That's corn. That's tassel.
And that stuff that you
when that tassel's in bloom, and it pollinates the silk and the corn to make the corn. Otherwise, you ain't got no corn.
What about that stuff that you have to brush off the ear? That's
that's corn silks. And shucks. And there was a variety of corn. That's the strawberry corn and the Indian corn. Well, I think more or less that Indian corn, strawberry corn was pretty much the same, but it was kind of a red with white corn with red streaks in it. Or you could reverse it, say red with white streaks in it.
And I see.
And yellow corn, white corn, Hickory cane corn.
This is one that vegetables you didn't mention, but stuff's usually yellow with a crooked neck.
Squash. Mm-hmm. And there's two kinds of them. There's white squash and then there's that yellow squash.
What about different types of melons around here?
Oh, there's watermelons, cantaloupes, mushmelons. Watermelon countries up here at Hope.
Yeah, I heard about that. Grow real big ones.
I think it's a little early. I don't know whether it's early to get hold of one of them big ones or not, but if you're going home, why, that would be the place to go to get you one of them great big ones, sure enough.
How long could you keep them without them?
I don't know. They'll go bad in a week, a couple of weeks, something like that.
Well, I'd have to wait until I'm headed back, and then I won't be home till late August.
You may be able to find a big one then. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time to grow them big ones. But if you go through Hope, go get on that Highway 67 through Hope, and you can stop at a. There's a